Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stokier. Ever feel like your mind's playing a non-stop loop of what ifs and worst case scenarios? Like that, not in your stomach, just what, loosen up? Yeah, I get it. We all deal with anxiety from time to time. It's practically a badge of honor in today's world, right? But seriously folks, when anxiety starts turning into full-blown panic attacks, that's when things need to change. Today, we're diving deep into the trenches of anxiety and panic attacks, figuring out how to get back on top of our mental game. Because listen, life's too short to be constantly freaking out, am I right? We'll explore some practical stoic techniques that can help you navigate these turbulent waters, offering a sense of calm in the chaos. Alright, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you conquer anxiety and those pesky panic attacks. First up, recognize the thought patterns. Anxiety often thrives on negativity bias. We tend to focus on the bad stuff way more than the good. It's like our brains have a built-in spotlight shining only on potential disasters. But here's the kicker. Thoughts are just thoughts. They don't define reality. By becoming aware of these negative thought patterns, you can start to challenge them and replace them with more rational and helpful ones. Think about it like this: you wouldn't believe everything your best friend said if they were having a wild day, right? Treat those anxious thoughts with the same healthy skepticism. Next, practice grounding techniques. When anxiety hits, it's easy to feel disconnected from reality. Your heart races, your breath gets shallow, and you might even start feeling lightheaded. Grounding techniques bring you back to the present moment, anchoring you to your physical surroundings. Try focusing on your 5 senses. What do you see? Hair? Smell? Touch? Taste? Is a simple yet powerful way to calm your nervous system and regain control. Thirdly, remember you're not alone in this fight. Anxiety is incredibly common, affecting millions of people worldwide. Sharing your struggles with someone you trust, a friend, family member, or therapist, can be incredibly liberating. Talking things out helps normalize the experience and reminds you that there's strength in vulnerability. Now, let's talk about the power of self-compassion. When anxiety kicks in, it's easy to beat ourselves up for feeling this way. But remember, you're human. We all have off days, moments of weakness, and times when we struggle. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Finally, remember that stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions, it's about managing them effectively. Acknowledge your feelings without letting them control you. Channel those anxious energies into constructive action, exercise, creative pursuits, or simply spending time in nature. Think about the last time you felt truly overwhelmed by anxiety. Maybe it was before a big presentation, a stressful deadline, or even just navigating a crowded public space. Remember that feeling? That knot in your stomach, the racing thoughts, the urge to want to escape? Now imagine approaching that same situation with a sense of calm and control, knowing that you have the tools to manage those anxious feelings and navigate the challenge successfully. By applying these stoic principles, you can reframe your relationship with anxiety and transform it from a source of fear into a catalyst for growth. You become less reactive to stresses and more capable of responding with clarity and composure. It's like training your mental muscles. The more you practice, the stronger they get. So, what are you waiting for? Take these insights and put them into action today. Challenge those negative thoughts, ground yourself in the present moment, reach out to someone you trust, practice self-compassion, and remember that anxiety doesn't have to control your life. You've got this. And remember, if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might be struggling, leave us a review, or join the conversation on our social media pages. Let's keep this stoic revolution going, one podcast at a time. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.